We're here for a spring preseason sports show. Brent Hesse, and I'm joined by the track coach at Chillicothe High School, Coach Kellen Overstreet. Coach Overstreet, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing? Looking forward to the season?
I'm doing really well. I'm super excited for the season. I got a lot of returners coming back, and been practicing really hard the past couple of weeks, and I think we're about ready to go.
Well, let's recap last season. You had a number of athletes that made it to state and some great finishes. Just tell us about how you felt last season went, and then the momentum that you're hoping to build off for this year.
Yeah, we had a lot of our relays did really well, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. We had some individuals and the throws and the jumps, just kind of all over. We had almost every event had somebody doing something. So, I'm super excited. We didn't have a ton of seniors last year. I want to say we had between 4 and 6 boy seniors and only a couple girl seniors. So I'm really excited to have a lot of the kids back, especially in the relays. Almost everybody's back. We've got a couple throwers who were just short last year who are looking really good at the beginning of the season too. So,
talk us through how the start of the season has gone, how practice has gone, what's kind of the timeline from now until your first meet?
Yeah. So practice has been going well. It's been a little shaky with the weather. We've had the past couple of days were pretty cold, and now it's pretty warm, a little bit out of the ordinary. But, practices are going really well. The first meet is next Tuesday, the Chillicothe time trials. So we hope to get a bunch of people out there just encouraging these guys. I know we've got just about everybody on the team will be competing. And so, I'm just super excited to finally let these guys and girls compete.
Talking with Coach Kellen Overstreet of the track team, when you look at this year's team, what do you think some of the strengths could be?
Kind of like I said before, I think on the guys' side, we have a lot of the sprint relays. Those guys are coming back. Luke Thompson in the 800, he's just been phenomenal, breaking a ton of records here at Chillicothe, and so he'll be back. We've got Jaden Martin, who's been throwing really well. Especially at the beginning of this season, was a little short of state last year in the javelin, but he's coming back looking strong. On the girls' side, Emerson Staten threw shot really well for us last year, and she's back. And then also Lexi Smith and Lydia Bonder in the 200 for Lexi and the 800 for Lydia. They're both back this year, and they're looking really good in practice so far.
And Coach Overstreet, obviously with track, there's so many events, boys and girls side. Takes a big coaching staff. Talk about the coaching staff and everybody that helps make this Chillicothe track program as strong as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. We have this year we have a new girls head coach, Jennifer Dixon. She's the head coach for cross country, and so she definitely knows what she's doing with our distance. We have Roman Cramner, who is working with long and triple jumpers and working a little bit with pole vaulters, and that's a little new for him, but he's been super excited learning a little bit more about it and just diving into that. Ben Colt, who was here last year as well, he's working with all the throwers, and he really enjoys just going out there throwing with those guys. And then we have Bill Schaefer is back in an assistant role, and he's been working with high jumpers and hurdles, and he's out there loving it, so it's been awesome.
And, Coach, when you talk about everything that you mentioned, the athletes, the coaches, what kind of makes you the most proud, the things that this track team does that you really makes you proud to be the coach?
I would probably just say their work ethic. It's definitely not fun to go out and run hard, especially just at practice. But we've been impressed as a coaching staff just seeing how hard they're willing to work and to put in the work, and hopefully we see that pay off here in the next few weeks.
And you mentioned some of these standout athletes. What about the senior class as a whole? What are you hoping to see from them as the season goes along in terms of on the track, on the field, but also the leadership as well?
Yeah, we don't have a ton of seniors in either the boys or the girls class, but they are definitely people who will lead by example. Like I said before, Luke Thompson, even today he worked so hard he got sick today, but he was working his tail off. Emerson Staten, she's going out there, she's working hard, she's throwing the best she can, she's not complaining. So I think those two are definitely standouts in my head just from how they work and how they treat their teammates, and I think that is really infectious with our team. So
one last question for you, Coach. What are the goals that you want to see for this team this year? What kind of things do you hope to accomplish by the end of the year?
I'm really just looking for improvement. You know, going at the start of the season, I know just naturally kids are probably not going to be happy with their times and with their distances on throws and jumps. But seeing them progress throughout the season and encourage each other and kind of grow closer as a team, I think is really what I'm looking forward to.
And one more, actually. What's your message to the Hornet faithful? We always have such a great supporting fan base for all the athletics here. Anybody that comes out to support Chillicothe Track and Field this season?
Yeah, my message is just keep supporting. The kids love seeing people at the home meets as well as the away meets, and love hearing their names cheered from the crowd. So just continue to do what you're doing and be there and be present. So,
well, thank you so much for your time, Coach Overstreet. Best of luck this track season.
All righty, thank you.